Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So before I introduce today's guest, I just want to say I am so excited. The Reach More Clients Power Conference happening July 29th, 30th, and 31st, 2021. Is shaping up to be a phenomenal event. We have over 600 people who have RSVP'd so far, and this is incredible. This is going to be a phenomenal event, from Calvin Martyr to Dori Bailey to Annika Jackson, Gabriel Rich, Corey Rashone, Deb Thorne, Michelle Berquist. I mean, we have a phenomenal lineup. So you want to make sure you go to seoqueen.com/conference for more details. There are premier sponsorships available too as well. You can always go to seoqueen.com/conference for more information about that. And without further ado, I want to introduce today's guest. He is thinker, author, father, artist, musician, speaker, mentor. He's known as the Millionaire Mentor. He has written the book 12 Universal Laws of Success. If you have not heard of Dr. Herbert Harris, who is also a host on the Bashani Radio platform, you definitely do not want to miss this interview. So without further ado, I would like to present to some and introduce to others, Dr. Herbert Harris. Ooh, wow, I'm just like, ooh, I'm so relieved.
Mm.
So relieved.
Yeah. Well, it all worked out good. I write a series of newspaper articles too. Mm-hmm. And so I had an article the Times was kind of hanging me up on, and they wanted to review it. And I said, like, no, this article's got to go today. And actually, I was holding it up from, because normally I release on Mondays. That gives me, puts me in the right place for the press. Mm-hmm. But the Times was reviewing it. And I'm like, no, let me, and I'm so glad I did, because now the article was right on time regardless. I did not expect the verdict so fast.
Right.
But, yeah. Anyway, whee! I got it done. So I got my article out, and I know it's going to be picked up all around.
Well, all I know is that all the efforts to pretty much continue to make the police a tool of white supremacy is not going to be able to happen. This is like dismantling that whole effort. So,
well, yeah, it's already a tool of white supremacy. After the civil rights era, mm-hmm. many of the Ku Klux Klan members, especially after that lady who sued the Klan, mm-hmm. and took their building and everything,
right.
Black woman,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the Klansmen had a definite, their objective was to go into law enforcement. So that right. way they could literally hide in plain sight and act out many of their racist tendencies in full view, in plain sight. And
right.
not be held accountable.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, the police go back all the way back to slave catchers. I mean, mm-hmm. they were the slave patrol.
That's it.
So that whole history, I mean, I really think the police needs to be reimagined and reconfigured.
Well, you know, the places where they have done it, like Camden, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
have had amazing results.
Right.
I mean, just amazing results. I spoke in Camden in the old days, and man, I mean, in the middle of the bookstore, like, people were outside shooting, and it's like, let me just, you know, it was almost like hilarious. It's like, well, you know, we tell them not to shoot after dark, okay? So, but when they literally dismantled the police force, mm-hmm. and they created a new police force.
Mm-hmm.
And it was community based, and where literally you had to be a part of the community to be a policeman.
Right. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You should have to live in the community that you're policing. And that's the only way that accountability can be, you know, enforced. Because
yes.
if you live and grow up in a community, you have an incentive to treat people with respect.
Yeah. Plus, you know, the people, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Mayberry, you know, and when you had a criminal in Mayberry, it's like, he didn't even carry a gun. He's like, you know, go home, I go call your mama, okay?
Right. That part.
Okay. And that's how it worked in New York, you know.
Right.
At one point, the numbers, you know, like you had this coexistence of legal and illegal things.
Right.
So you had the numbers place where they took the illegal numbers
mm-hmm.
was right behind the police station.
Right.
So they built a brand new police station, occupied the whole block there. And so the very cops who arrest people often ate lunch at the place where they took the numbers.
Right.
And so when the new chief came, you know, it was like a going joke, you know. First he asked the cops, like, please, don't go into place and play numbers. Okay, that just looks bad. Okay. And then he said, you know, like, you guys have got to stop eating there. It just looks bad. You know, that here we have the numbers being taken literally in the shadow of the police department, the cops in there having lunch, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but they all knew one another. Like,
yeah, but what looks bad is a cop putting his knee on someone's neck. That really looks bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you don't have that personal relationship, but I'll tell you something, George Floyd worked as a bouncer at the same club that police officer worked as a security guy.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I nobody ever went into the real motive, but I bet there's a motive somewhere around a woman, a white woman, and how Chauvin felt about Floyd having a white girlfriend.
Did he have a white girlfriend at one point?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, and that was that common knowledge.
It seems like there's always some hateration when some ish goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always, it's so complex, but yet simple.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that brother got the job. The Minnesota Attorney General, if he had not taken over that case, it could have easily gone another way.
Well, I'm glad that the Attorney General took over it, and I'm glad that there was a guilty verdict, because anybody with eyes could see that what he did was wrong.
Yeah.
It don't take all of that.
Mm-mm.
He was already in handcuffs. Just put him in the car, take him to the precinct.
Yeah.
And, you know, when cops don't respect the rule of law that they're supposed to enforce, they should pay consequences.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm preaching to the choir.
All right. Let's
roll. Dr. Harris, yes. Not only are you an activist, you're also an author, speaker, entrepreneur, the millionaire mentor. And I have in my hands your book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, which I believe, did you sign? Yep, you signed this for me. Oh my goodness, you signed this for me like 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you sure did. So I want to ask you to talk, because people are going to have to get the book.
Yes.
So I want you to talk about the law of persistence. That's the 11th law.
Yes, yes. Well, of all the laws, you know, there is, the Bible says, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened, ask and it shall be answered. But it never says how long. And so the law of persistence really says that if you do whatever it is that you do, that you believe in, that you desire to go for, and you work at it hard and don't quit, it will come to pass. Most people give up and quit too soon. And so when you quit, quitting is really it's a manifestation of lack of belief in yourself. In other words, when you're on a task and you see a few bumps in the road, a few holes, a few obstacles, if you don't really inside believe in yourself that you have the ability to overcome those obstacles, then you'll throw in the towel. And so persistence is really a confirmation of faith. You know, we say faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That when you quit, you're saying, I can't do it. I don't have the ability to do it. I don't have the skill to do it. I don't have, and just going on and making excuses for not doing what you said you wanted to do. So all the laws, the law of persistence is the one that you might say that brings it home. You can have the law of thought, you know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The law of vision, write the vision and make it plain. But if even the law of action, you know, like write out your goals and then write a plan of action and act on it day in and day out. But without persistence, all that falls by the wayside, because there's always going to be resistance. There are always going to be obstacles. Life, just like the night. Okay. No matter how dark the night, a day is going to come. So the world is created in that yin-yang aspect, that positive and that negative. And so persistence says, hang in there. Because the season will come where you will win. Persistence has to be combined with intelligence now. You know, like, you know, they say, if at first you don't succeed, then try and try again. Yeah, but don't try doing the same things. Don't try doing the same dumb things that didn't work. Albert Einstein said, you cannot solve a situation, a challenge, a problem at the same level they created it. You got to do something different. And similarly with persistence, when we say try and try again, we say use your intelligence. If you literally fail your way to success, but you fail your way to success by learning from each failure. So there's never a failure. It's all either you win or you have a lesson. You either win or get a lesson. And as you digest those lessons and deconstruct them and say, okay, this does not work. I'm clear on that. If this does not work, then how must I now structure my plan to get around this? This is a mountain. I cannot go over this mountain. I may have to go around it. Fine. So now let me structure my plan to go around the mountain. So maybe I have to adjust the time of arrival at my destination, because now I have to travel an extra 50 miles to go around the mountain. But so be it. Okay. Don't stand there cursing the mountain. There's some people, man, there's a mountain there. We can't do it. You know, we could have done it if it weren't for that mountain. It's the mountain's fault. I'm going to go back and sit on the porch. But the intelligent man says, I see the mountain. Let me determine a way to get around it, go over it, go through it, to do whatever I have to do to get to the other side where my goal, where my dreams lie.
Wow, that's powerful. I think, you know, persistence is so important, so important. So, Dr. Harris, how can people get a copy of the 12 Universal Laws of Success?
Well, of course, you know, it's available on Amazon. It's a top seller on Amazon, especially until people get the Super Achiever Edition, okay, because there are different editions. You have the Super Achiever Edition.
Yeah, I have the Super Achievers Edition, yes.
Where we have 30 people who have, you know, like added their comments. Mm-hmm. We also have a special website. It's www.12ULS.com. And the beauty of that site is you get the book, plus I can autograph it for you, and you get a version of we have an audio book that's in its final editing. You can get a copy of the audio book, 6 hours of recorded information, all for $16.95 plus tax.
Oh, that's not bad at all, $16.95?
No.
It's a beautiful book. I mean, yes. It stands out on your bookshelf. And, you know, I have to admit that, you know, I can never get enough inspiration.
Well, inspiration keeps us going. You know, that the things that make us smile, the things that make us want more, the things that make us want to see more to be more, that's what keeps us going. The moment we stop being inspired, it's over, okay? We might continue to be breathing. But if you're no longer inspired and don't have a sense of wonder, mm-hmm. like, man, I want to do this. I want to accomplish this. You know, as a musician, you think about it, you have to, of course, learn your techniques, you know, how to play your particular instrument. Mm-hmm. But once you've mastered those techniques, it's really about inspiration. It's about you want to make a certain sound. You want to create a song. You want to create a feeling. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're doing that, you keep growing as a musician. The moment you become a hack, like, well, I'm just going to wait for somebody to hand me the sheet music so I can play. Until that time, I'm going to sit here on the porch. Okay.
Oh, wow.
You're done.
Yes, you are done. Well, Dr. Harris, thank you so much for coming on this week's episode of the SEO Queen Tech Show. What would you say are 3 things that an aspiring super achiever can do to achieve more success?
That's a beautiful question. And I like those, you know, a lot of times we make things simple. I'm going to give you a couple of answers at a few levels. I call it the 3 steps to success. Number 1 is to keep moving. That no matter what happens, no matter what obstacles come in front of your face, but be committed to keep moving. Even Abraham Lincoln said, you know, I might be moving slow. As long as you're not going backwards, you're good. So mm-hmm. keep moving. Whatever you're doing, always be looking for the next step. Don't be satisfied. Don't be complacent. So keep moving. Step number two, you have got to stay connected. That the mastermind principle, that much of the knowledge, much of the power in the universe comes from connection. That there's a story that they talk about, the secret of life. The story, and it says that the gods were giving out the gifts to man, and the most powerful gift that the gods gave to man is the I am power, the power to make things happen. And so they say, well, where will we hide that power? The gods are discussing it. And one god says, you know, we need to hide this power at the top of the highest mountain, because if man gets it and not be ready for it, he'll abuse it. If he climbs that mountain, when he finds it, he'll be ready for it. Another wiser god said, no, man is crafty and man is diligent. Man is persistent. He'll climb that mountain. He'll find that power and he'll abuse it. Another god said, hide it at the deepest part of the ocean. But once again, the older wiser god said, no, man is crafty. He has great ingenuity. He'll figure out a way to get down there and get that power. So they say, well, where should we hide this power? And the god said, hide it within. Hide it within the soul of man. Because then when he finds it, he will not abuse it. And a part of that is the power that's within, it's like a chord. You know, when you play a C on the piano, and I'm sure on your instrument, when you play a middle C on the piano, every C on the piano vibrates.
Right.
And it creates a whole different sound. Like one of the differences between electronic instruments and you might say natural instruments is the electronic instruments don't have the overtones, the harmonics.
Right.
And so this second key to success, to stay connected, means that when you connect up with like-minded people, you create a harmonic relationship, which then creates a harmonic, so you vibrate. So 1 + 1 is more than 2. Mm-hmm. And you can transform. You've been in an orchestra. You know, people who are ordinary musicians, you can put them in an orchestra and everybody sounds great. You listen to that music, you're like, wow, that's amazing. You separate them, the horn player over here, like, you don't sound like that much. But in the group, okay? So right. In the group, that idea of staying connected. So, you know, stay connected to access that power. And then the third key is keep it fun. Keep it fun. To love what you do. Someone once said, the moment you love your job, you'll never work again. And so if you can keep it moving, keep it connected, and keep it fun, you've got a very simple, a three-legged stool on which you can stand to reach for the stars.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Harris. It's a pleasure having you on the SEO Queen Tech Show. You always dropping gems. I definitely encourage the listeners to get a copy of the book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, the super cheaper edition. Can you give them the URL one more time?
Yes, the URL to get the autographed book is www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com.
Thank you so much.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen, more credibility, more visibility, more profitability. The SEO Queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.